Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief in a case at the what's called Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Pennsylvania. It governs several surrounding states regarding a buffer zone designed to keep pro-lifers out of the area of any abortion clinic in the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Well, this is the city of Pittsburgh. Liberty Counsel already has a case pending in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, we have a lawsuit against the city on behalf of Colleen Riley and Becky Bitter. These are two peaceful, pro-life sidewalk counselors who have been ultimately pushed away from the public venues, like sidewalks, of the abortion clinic in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Because there, like in Pittsburgh, the city's radical pro-Planned Parenthood agenda doesn't want truth or anything other than abortion to be presented to women seeking these abortion clinics. So this other case, also in Pennsylvania, with a buffer zone, is going through the appeals process, like the case that we represent in the case of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So we have filed an amicus brief opposing that buffer zone. Matt, the Supreme Court's already ruled on these buffer zones. And one case a few years ago ultimately got liberals and conservatives, both sides of the U.S. Supreme Court, U.S. justices, to come together and strike down a buffer zone because it violates free speech.
Yeah, it's a prima facie case here. Think about in Harrisburg, for instance, a buffer zone prohibits speech. Not all speech, one particular kind of speech, specifically pro-life speech on public sidewalks up to 70 feet outside a Planned Parenthood abortion center. Similarly, the one in Pittsburgh's, again, who drafted it? Planned Parenthood, no surprise there. And it was passed without debate or any real serious discussion. They, you know, when will they learn? The Supreme Court has already ruled on this. This is directly, it is a gross violation of the First Amendment. It is viewpoint discrimination. It is the description of viewpoint discrimination. Yet, for some reason, on this issue of abortion, the left seems to think that, you know, there's free speech on issues except for those that we disagree with, and then we're going to shut down your free speech. You can't do that.
No, you can't do that. And in the Harrisburg case, where we actually have a pending lawsuit where we represent Mrs. Riley and Ms. Bitter in the case against the Harrisburg buffer zone prohibits pro-life speech on public sidewalks up to 70 feet away from the Planned Parenthood abortion center. Planned Parenthood ultimately came up with this proposed buffer zone in Harrisburg, gave it to the city council, and the city council, without taking any other steps, just enacted it. And obviously, this clearly is unconstitutional. We've filed suit. It went to the Court of Appeals because the judge ultimately ruled in favor of the city, but the Court of Appeals reversed it. Now we're back to continue the litigation, and it's just a matter of time before we win this case in Harrisburg, but it's still ongoing. Well, while that's ongoing, another place of Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, did something very similar. And now that case is before the Court of Appeals. We have to continue to go after these buffer zones because these are clearly unconstitutional. What happens is these are places of killing where women are being coerced, lied to about their unborn child. These people, Planned Parenthood or other abortion clinic providers, they're just in it for the money. Yeah. They have no interest in women and certainly no interest in the life of the child. And in fact, we've got a case in New York, Matt, just to kind of paint the picture of what's going on in these abortion clinics. This person in New York founded an abortion clinic in 1971. About 1 million babies have been aborted in her New York abortion clinic. This was even before Roe versus Wade in 1973. About 1 million babies since 1971 have died horrible, excruciating death in this New York abortion clinic. And this person says that people on her side need to admit that abortion is the taking of a human life. She says, yes, in fact, it is. And therein lies the foundation of the power of abortion to give a woman.
She calls it empowering.
It empowers women to allow them to kill a human life that otherwise would interfere with their personal choices. And that empowers women.
And let's not forget the case in New York, as you mentioned, they take it a step further. You have a radical pro-abortion district attorney, or rather attorney general out there, who is literally criminally charging people for exercising their free speech rights and for preaching the gospel in public, where the First Amendment is sacrosanct, is guaranteed. And let's also not forget here, how many times, Matt, you're talking about the women that are being, some of them coerced and brought into these Planned Parenthoods and others, but how many minor girls, young girls are being dragged in, even by adult sexual predators who want them to have an abortion to cover up the crime, and Planned Parenthood is all too happy to take part in that. We've seen over and over, we have caught Planned Parenthood doing this many times, which makes you, begs the question, how many times have they gotten away with it if they're being caught all these times?
Yeah, there's many times they've been caught on video where someone says that they're a minor and that their boyfriend or someone else ultimately impregnated them. They're over the age of 18. And what does Planned Parenthood do? Even though it's a criminal statute violation to do that, they abort the child. And in fact, some of these are brought to the abortion clinic by the adult. The adult ultimately commits the criminal act of having sexual relations with a minor. And then when that minor gets pregnant, brings the minor to the abortion clinic to destroy the evidence, to kill the child. And Planned Parenthood knows it. And other abortion clinics know this. And they've been caught on tape showing that they know it. And they still do it anyway. So yeah, there's people that are being coerced into this. There are, we know from the sidewalk counselors that we have known for many years, life-changing decisions that mm-hmm. happen because they're able to share life, hope, and alternatives to these women that sometimes think this is the only opportunity they have. This is the only choice that they have. And when they find out there's other resources, that they don't have to kill their child, that this is a child, they oftentimes change their mind. That's why they don't want these people anywhere near these women.
Well, Planned Parenthood loses money if a mother chooses life and love over death and hate and violence, which abortion always is violent. It's violence against the mother, and certainly it's violence against the baby who is dismembered alive in an excruciating fashion. These buffer zones, they're multifaceted here. They keep people away so that when the adult criminal is coming in to cover up the evidence with a minor child that he has raped, of course, the buffer zone keeps people away so that they can get away with doing that. And it also saves the pocketbook of Planned Parenthood because women are making the right choice in choosing life.
Yeah. And so, you know, like in this New York case, not only do you have this founder that goes back to 1971 that's aborted up to 1 million babies in this clinic, but one of the so-called clinic escorts, these people that shout and push any kind of person away from these women that they're literally dragging into the abortion clinic or whisking into the abortion clinic, the escort head, the head of the escorts of this New York abortion clinic, is the longtime spokesperson for the Revolutionary Communist Party USA. Her hero is Mao Zedong, who is responsible for slaughtering up to 65 million people. His followers cannibalized about 48,000 professors, killed them and cannibalized them, ate their flesh. This is this person's hero. And the Revolutionary Communist Party USA advocates the violent physical overthrow of the United States of America. And this person was used as a witness by the New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. This is not just in Pennsylvania. This is New York. It's not just California where we represent Sandra Susan Merritt. This is the face of abortion nationwide. It is a death culture. Stand with us at Liberty Council because we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family. through litigation, education, and public policy. We have lots of resources, lots of different affiliated projects and ministries. You can learn more about Liberty Counsel and join us in this fight for life and religious freedom and family by going to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Remember to financially support Liberty Counsel. All that we do at no cost. lc.org. Check out our resources on the webpage, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.